what it's like should be developed, right? Understanding. Otherwise, we'll be in the world of cycle of birth and death, non-stop. Because one cannot help oneself, how can one help the other? See? As I said once about a lady who asked me, she'd like to donate money, and she asked me what is the right place, right organization. I said, any organization, anyone you'd like to help. She said that I had helped many, many things like children's food and hospital and so forth, but they are the same people. Never have, yeah, never change. So the best thing is to help them to understand Dhamma. Because Dhamma can change from ignorance to understanding.
Sometimes, well, I hear this quite a lot of people, you know, it's mentioned quite a lot, you know, on our discussion, people, you know, like Nina, they spend a lot of time to try to help others, and sometimes there may not be any result or there may not be any response, and then they feel discouraged.
And it's not helping.
We can see that.
That is expecting.
Right. And so one can see expectations creep in all
very
the time.
Good, and, good, yeah.
So maybe it's helpful if you can say a little bit more, because, I mean, not just Nina or me, but many people write the same, oh, they don't want to know something. So one can see kusala, akusala follows.
You know,
so
that lopa is enemy of parami.
Yeah. But if you have the idea, I can write, but nobody likes it, and it is not
it
helping
doesn't
them.
Matter.
It is not helping them.
It doesn't matter as long as you do good deeds. You don't have expectation at all.
No.
Giving is giving. Giving is not expecting.
But you like to do something that is useful.
Then do as you think. Otherwise, you mind about yourself again.
But also when it's Dhamma, what one is doing for the other is also helpful for oneself. It's a good reminder. So,
No doubt.
Deeply.
There one has.
Deeply.
Deeply.
Okay. So Panya can see it. Without Panya, you cannot see it. You think that it's right, it's good.
So whether anyone else ever even sees it, there is, you know, the benefit to oneself in writing it in the first place.
Yeah. I don't know who will listen to Dhamma the tape and who will read the book, but I did always do. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
No expectation to this person or that person here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Just depending on the accumulation, how
you
much they can get.
It's a very small group of listeners.
I don't think whether it's small or big.
Yeah. I don't mind at all. It doesn't matter whether
and
it's
you don't
one
have to mention my name. When it's your own understanding, it's your own understanding. Okay, you didn't steal or borrow from anyone because it's your own understanding.
Even if he quote you.
Not necessarily. Tipitaka is more important than me because it's there by Buddha's word.
Sometimes I feel it's even not helpful just to say Ajahn Chah says.
No, that's right. Everything is
beautiful. I have heard, or my friend told me.
Yes, I have heard.
You do not have to depend on what is told.
Right.
Just your own understanding.
It's what you've understood. And it doesn't matter where you, what source
from
you
who?
Heard that from. If it's concerned.
When it's true, it's Buddha's word. It's the Buddha's teaching. Even Sariputta's words comes from the Buddha's teaching. He said that all right words is the Buddha's word.
But you remark, I like that very much. You said, I don't mind so much the sources of the Abhidhamma, whether it is a cause.
I think that it's necessary because it's our own word.
Yeah.
We can understand that passage. Mm-hmm. It is not just for reading and thinking by oneself, but you can consider carefully and the other can consider too, because while that person read, they might have different idea or different understanding. So let's read again. So it's not your own.
No.
It can be wrong when it's your own, but when it's Tipitaka, it depends.
You better quote it, get it right.
It depends on how much you understand that. This is the most important thing. For example, visible object. How much is one's own understanding. To understand this moment.
Well, it helps to understand this moment.
This moment.
It helps to understand this moment.
It helps to understand what is in this moment, too.
And the path leading to the understanding as well.
Yes.
There can be the understanding of citta and cetasika a lot, but no way to develop so that it can penetrate the true nature of reality. So it depends on the path or the way too. Otherwise, Buddha would not be the great master, because he just talked about the realities but didn't show anywhere leading to the experiencing. But since he taught everything, even the path must be the right path too.
Well, go on.
Just wondering, talking about detachment all the time. How can we be sure that it's not just indifference? It's sort of almost.
You're talking about detachment in the worldly detachment,
yes,
to worldly things.
Yes.
How can it?
In India, you know. Walking past very deformed or ill people, and one level we can talk about being detached, but it's just so overwhelming, all the suffering here, that it's almost a closing off and sort of walking by with indifference. You just don't want to.
When we are talking about detachment, we are also talking about understanding. Otherwise, there is no way to become detached. We use the term detached because it's a function of panya, or right understanding. From the very beginning, when it's one's own understanding about reality right now, it detached from not knowing that the teachings concern with reality right now. From the very beginning, it keep on going. It's not wrong at all to become detached, but with panya, not with the idea of self. Otherwise, how can I become detached? It's impossible. When it's not panya, it's I still. Yeah.
But I think
so it's not an idea of I will not be moved when I see a beggar. Because the detachment we're talking about is detachment from clinging to dhammas. Not lack of metta, lack of karuna. That is not detachment.
That's right. It must be studying carefully about the terms and the reality.
But I think detachment, from akusala. Mm. From lack of metta. Detachment from lack of karuna.
But I think that many people say, and I think this is behind Christine's question, that when we're, for example, surrounded by starving beggars, if we talk about or even develop understanding of realities such as seeing and visible object with detachment, it may sound very cold or heartless or indifferent. I mean, in other words, there's an idea that perhaps it would be more useful at that time to be developing compassion rather than understanding of realities.
One thing is that panya does not arise all the time. By knowing this, one knows that it's karuna, compassion, or metta, friendly, but not panya. See? So one knows the truth that panya does not arise all the time. You cannot force awareness to be aware and understand visible object at those moments. It depends. Whatever arises, awareness can know that it's a reality through one of the six doorways. And for concept, there must be concept, because citta thinks about what is seen, what is heard. And it depends on how much one clings to concept, or one understands concept as just a moment of thinking, different from experiencing a reality.
Understand how you can still have compassion and metta with detachment. I'm just maybe it's just something I've got to stay with for a while.
Excuse me. If you haven't heard about the teachings at all, you do have compassion, like usual. And after understanding reality as not self, there are conditions for compassion to arise like before. No change, plus the understanding. But it might be not at the same time. It can be any time. So no expectation for awareness and right understanding here and there at such situation. But whenever there is awareness and understanding, you know that it's uncontrollable. It has to be your own accumulation to have compassion.
Could you give an example of what you mean by difficult to be detached and have compassion at the same time?
I guess I think of compassion as being an active thing.
Engaged Buddhism.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Yeah. Yes. As actually stimulating further action rather than just
having a good thought or two.
Yeah, rather than just having a good thought or two, that you actually see someone suffering, being suffering, and that causes a feeling in you, and you try to fix it or do something about it, or it's not just a
mental.
Yeah.
Use the term detachment. We should know about the detachment of different people. Like for Sotapanna has detachment from this idea of self. See, it doesn't mean that as soon as one hear about detachment, then be detached. It's impossible because it's panya, only panya, which performs that function of detachment from ignorance, from the idea of self. So when we talk about detachment here, we do not mean that stop giving or stop being having compassion.
Or stop organizing activities or whatever one has accumulation, if one has accumulations to organize the dana for the beggars, it doesn't mean stop doing that. But with more understanding, doesn't it lead to more compassion by understanding more clearly the difference between, say, compassion and aversion, or compassion and expect compassion, I think?
Also, when you have conditions to have compassion and help, at that very moment, no time to think about engage Buddhist, right? Because it's there by conditions already.
I know you you have a great regard for people like Ananda, who actually did rather than just
talk about.
Yes.
Thought about. But of course, if we talk about taking action to help someone, the jitta that motivates that action may be pure or mixed, wholesome and unwholesome, or I mean, we can't tell from the external deed of the person how much kusala is there. And it is the development of more kusala that will support being a more compassionate person in the conventional sense. So without that, then there is no compassionate action anyway, unless it's motivated by akusala, and then it won't, ultimately it wouldn't be beneficial.
Isn't the problem that we are judging by the action or the appearance rather than standing our own cheetahs at those times?
I think that's the crux of the matter, though, that I think compassion should be the stimulus for action. So that's just something I've got to deal with, and it's got to become a little clearer to me that otherwise it can tend to me to seem just like navel gazing, really, instead of
they do. A lot of them do.
Yeah.
Mahagaspa.
Not so obviously relieving physical suffering or something.
Must also give to those who are poor. when they have more food and something left. Yeah.
I guess it's all interwoven, understanding anatta and vipaka and trying, still locked in thinking in conventional terms and, yeah.
Like the term you used, upekha and compassion, it seems like when there is detachment, it is upekha, but it depends on what upekha is. It does mean that sit and having upekkha, not doing anything at all, that is not compassion. Being upekkha is not compassion. It can be akusla, not the four brahmihara. See? So there must be understanding of that reality at that very moment, whether we use this term or what else, if we use this term correct or not. When it's not correct, we take it for something which one thinks that it's correct, but actually it's not correct at all to use the term upekkha.
That was where I stumbled the other day. Yeah. I had a very similar feeling. I thought that upekkha had to occur. It is indifferent feeling. It is the vedana, which is indifferent and can be accompanied by kusala or lobha.
Or
agusala. Can be.
Or
and
just
that's
moha.
What, that's what, you, yeah.
Okay.
So yes, when you walk past somebody who's suffering, the little man with the tiny stub of an arm the other day, to feel indifferent feeling is not necessary. That could be subtle dosa or even gross dosa, but, well, probably not gross dosa, but can be... you know,
all with wisdom. You can't judge by the feeling. It's not the karuna. Always with
pleasant feeling,
pleasant
or
feeling.
Indifferent
or
feeling.
Indifferent
feeling.
Or indifferent feeling.
Yeah.
It can be with indifferent. No, yeah.
And it can be pleasant, see?
Yes, can be
with
pleasant.
Panya. Yeah.
But never unpleasant.
No. It's just hearing explanations, well, for the first or 41st time, it just requires a bit more reflection to fit it to the everyday world. You know, you can read it in a book or have it in discussion, but then you see an example and everything flares up again. So, yeah, it's just...
What do you mean by an example? Can you give an example?
Oh, well, I mean, just listening to this example here about the man with the deformity and... that we all saw, and then just having a discussion about it.
It's not the studying of Dhamma. It's studying of situation.
Stories.
Yeah, not the understanding, developing the understanding of reality. When it's like that, there is no situation. But whenever there is situation, it depends on Paramattha Dhamma, Citta, at that moment, that one can understand the characteristic.
Yes, but our world is situations. The meaning.
Yes, but with citta cetasika rupa, can there be any situation? There is situation when there is no understanding of citta cetasika and rupa, like we are in the ocean of concept. Situation is concept. Without citta cetasika, there is no concept. And yeah,
with no visible object, there's no man with a stub leg, no poverty.
Situations are a creation of citta and cetasika.
Yes.
Situation is not real, but citta which thinks at that moment is real. It can think differently, or it can think this or that way by conditions.
And all the time we try to work out situations or what to do in certain situations, it's just putting off the understanding of realities at that present moment. And if one has an idea of what others are doing or not doing, or again, it's just more stories or more situations, no understanding of dhammas at all.
It's so difficult that you don't remember this, though. It's like having been swimming and, you know, you dive under the pool and but then you've got to come back up again and everything's as it was, instead of retaining.
That's right. Even in Satipatthana, it is begin again.
Begin again.
Yeah, always begin again.
I'll write that in big letters, begin again.
I think, again, I would like to...